Denth knelt beside Vasher.
Very good to see you again.
Vasher spat.
Still as eloquent as ever, I see. You know the best thing about you, Vasher? You're solid. Predictable. I guess I am too, in a way. Hard to live as long as we have without falling into patterns, eh?
Vasher didn't reply, though he did try to yell as some men gagged him. He noticed with satisfaction that he'd taken down a dozen opponents before they'd managed to stop him. Denth eyed the fallen soldiers.
Mercenaries. No risk is too great. Assuming the pay is right.
He leaned down, his joviality gone as he met Vasher's eyes.
And you were always to be my payment, Vasher. I owe you. For Sharshara. Even still. We've been waiting. Hidden in the palace here for a good week now. Knowing that eventually the dear Princess Vivenna would send you to save her sister.
Tonk Fa returned with a bundle held in a blanket. Nightblood. Denth eyed it.
Throw that out somewhere far away.
I don't know, Denth. I kinda think we should keep it. It could be very useful.
The beginnings of the lust began to show in his eyes, the desire to draw Nightblood, to use the sword, to destroy evil. Or really, just to destroy. Denth stood and snatched the bundle away. Then he smacked Tonk Fa on the back of the head.
Ow!
Stop whining. I just saved your life. Go check on the queen and then clean up that mess. I'll take care of the sword myself.
You always get so nasty when Vasher's around.
Tonk Fa grumbled as he waddled away. Denth wrapped up Nightblood securely. Vasher watched, hoping to see the lust appear in Denth's eyes. Unfortunately, Denth was far too strong-willed to be taken by the sword. He had nearly as much history with it as Vasher did.
Take away all his awakened clothing, then hang him up in that room over there. He and I are going to have a long talk about what he did to my sister.